每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安。你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
7月2日，真正的合一。你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。约翰福音15章12节。当我透过新约和旧约全书研读分离这个主题的时候，我发现圣经的着重点在于彼此的相交，而不是分离。我们确信我们已经是出死入生的确据是什么呢？那就是爱。主耶稣基督清楚地提到过看得见的合一，例如被世界所看见。你们如有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。他祷告的动机是世界可能会相信，世界可能会明白。他为着信靠他的人祈求合一。上帝愿意看到属他的人在基督里合一。如此，我们往往想要的是每一个人都要在思想上、言语上和信仰上跟我们一样。但是在圣经中，很多经文都可以用来见证，基督徒合一的关键在于爱。我们应该本着真正的谦卑、怜悯、关心和无私奉献来处理我们的问题、我们的工作，甚至我们的分歧。让我们一起祷告。天父，在这个需要你的爱的世界里，求你让我不要去论断那些也爱你的人。你把我们造得如此不同，父啊，教导我用你圣灵的慈爱去怜悯人，去过真正的合一的生活。奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
July 2nd, True Unity. Love one another as I have loved you, John 15:12. As I study the subject of separation in the Old and New Testaments, I discover that the weight of Scripture lies in the direction of fellowship rather than separation. What is the great overwhelming evidence that we have passed from death to life? It is love. Jesus Christ clearly was speaking of visible unity, such as can be seen by the world. His motive for praying was that the world might believe and that the world might know. He prayed for unity among believers. God, who wills man's unity in Christ, is a God of variety. So often we want everyone to be the same, to think and speak and believe as we do. Many scripture passages could be called to witness that love is the real key to Christian unity. In the spirit of true humility, compassion, consideration, and unselfishness, we are to approach our problems, our work, and even our differences. Let us pray. In a world needing your love, let me not judge those who love you too. You have made us all so different, Father. Teach me by your loving Holy Spirit, compassion, and true unity. In Jesus' name. Thank you.